in Jesus' name, beloved of God. There's a popular Broadway song that says, "We need a little Christmas right now." But do we? With all the pressure and stress that the season seems to bring, traveling at the worst time of the year, and there are many people in our own country who do not even know that Christmas is a celebration of Jesus' birth. Why do they need Christmas? Wouldn't Hanukkah or Kwanzaa work just as well? And among those who do remember Jesus' birth, many think of him merely as someone who set a good example, not as someone who lived and died to gain forgiveness for all our sins. In fact, if we just follow his example, we won't need forgiveness. And if we don't need forgiveness, we don't need Christmas. Those were surely not the thoughts of the author of Hymn 84 that we're looking at today. That author wrote it as a Christmas present for his 19-year-old daughter, Dorothy, when she came to the breakfast table on Christmas morning in 1749. There was on her plate a piece of paper titled "Christmas Day for Dolly," and it began, "Christians awake, salute the happy morn whereon the Savior of the world was born." And in stanza 5 he wrote, "Trace we the babe who hath redeemed our loss from his poor manger to his bitter cross." Today we're using that hymn in a meditation worked out some years ago by Prof. Sitto, with readings from Luke 2 and Revelation 19 and 20 in modern translation, some by Prof. Sitto himself, interspersed with the 6 stanzas. At that time, the Roman Emperor Augustus decreed that a census should be taken throughout the Roman Empire. This was the first census taken when Quirinius was governor of Syria. All returned to their own towns to register for this census. And because Jesus was a descendant of King David, he had to go, because Joseph was a descendant of King David, he had to go to Bethlehem in Judea, David's ancient home. He traveled there from the village of Nazareth in Galilee. He took with him Mary, his fiancée, who was obviously pregnant by this time. And while they were there, the time came for her baby to be born. She gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him snugly in strips of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Some shepherds were in the fields outside the village, guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terribly frightened. But the angel reassured them. "Do not be afraid," he said. "I bring you good news of great joy for everyone. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born tonight in Bethlehem, the city of David. And this is how you will recognize him. You will find a baby lying in a manger, wrapped snugly in strips of cloth. Suddenly the angel was joined by a vast host of others, the armies of heaven, praising God in the highest. Glory to God on earth, peace among men, goodwill. When the angels had returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Come on, let us go to Bethlehem. Let us see this wonderful thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." They ran to the village and found Mary and Joseph, and there was the baby lying in the manger. Then the shepherds told everyone what had happened and what the angel had said to them about this child. All who heard the shepherd's story were astonished. But Mary quietly treasured these things in her heart and thought about them often. The shepherds went back to their fields and flocks, glorifying and praising God for what the angels had told them and because they had seen the child just as the angel had said.
Yeah.
then the 24 elders, and